Arthur Laffer sees all taxes as essentially bad, but some are worse than others. With that in mind, he would like to swap a tax on carbon for our current tax on income.
What you do is by having an income tax rate reduction across the board, you really provide great incentives for people to work, produce, and increase output. So I would support a carbon tax in replacement for a progressive income tax. I think that would be very good for the economy. And as an adjunct, what it would have also, it would reduce carbon emissions into the environment. It would do that as well.
Are you proposing this out of concern over climate change, national security, or the economy?
No, I don't do it out of national security or climate change at all. I do it out of just pure economics. I'm really worried about economic growth in the United States and the creation of jobs, output, and employment. And if you tax people who work, you're going to get less people working. And what the carbon tax would do, it would be remove the tax from people who work and put it on a product in the ground. And that would be very beneficial to the economy, pure and simple.
Here in New Hampshire, many people with low-wage jobs live far from work because really just housing costs too much near where they work. So they spend a lot on gas, but any of the taxes connected with their wages are very low. So under your plan, they would pay more for gas. How do you make sure it would even out for them?
A carbon tax by itself would, in fact, make driving more expensive. That's very true. But in exchange for that, there are going to be more jobs, more output, more employment, and more products available. So you really, as long as you're going to collect the revenues you want to collect, you're going to have to trade off one tax for the other. And that's what this proposal does.
But for the person who has that low-wage job and they live far away, you really can't guarantee that at the end of the day, they will be held harmless through this proposal.
Well, in economics, you can never guarantee anything as long as it's in the future. You can't. But this, by all research, et cetera, would be clearly preferable for the overall economy. And as a derivative, these people would have higher-paying jobs and maybe even some of them closer. And maybe they'd take public transportation. There are all sorts of ways of substituting in this process that I think even people who live far away from their jobs and had low-paying jobs, I think even they would be better off with this proposal.
The spokesman for Newt Gingrich, R.C. Hammond, told Politico, if we want to talk about tax reform, we'll get Art Laffer and several other economists to give feedback. You must have talked about a carbon tax with Mr. Gingrich. Are you discouraged that he has never mentioned it in his tax reform proposals publicly?
Number one, I have never talked about a carbon tax with Newt Gingrich, never once, and I'm not disappointed. You know, he's not president yet. You know, when you sit down and do a overall proposal, you want to look at the total of tax reform, not just one specific part. And at this stage in his political career, it's not the right time to talk about the carbon tax, I don't think. It's not the center stage. The center stage is a lower rates, broader base, flat tax system. And as a result, what you want to do is segregate the sin taxes out. The sin taxes are there not so much to raise revenues as they are to discourage behavior. Speeding tickets, fines for doing other things. You would put a carbon tax in that category. And when you put it in that category because you think that carbon should be reduced, then you would want to make sure you have an offset tax reduction so you don't cause a slowdown in the overall economy. That's all.
Has the tone of the conversations that you've had with people about this idea of a carbon tax changed since you first began talking about it sometime in the mid-2000s? There's been less acceptance of the idea of climate change over that period of time.
Yeah, I think
has the tone
true.
Of the conversation changed as you've talked about it with people?
Yeah, I just get the sense from public conversation that the enthusiasm towards climate change has diminished dramatically. I just think if you've got a global risk there, you want to eliminate type 1 errors versus type 2 errors. Type 1 is if you make a mistake, and if carbon emissions do cause global warming, and if global warming is as serious a problem as people said it was, if that's true, there's really no harm in putting on a carbon tax in exchange for an income tax. And it covers your risk factors. But I never wanted to make any comments about my knowledge as to whether global warming was correct or not. It would be foolish. Everyone would see right through me because they know I don't know.
you certainly have noticed that there are very few Republicans who latch on to this idea. And I just wonder how you feel about that.
I don't mind it. I mean, you know, as my former colleague used to put it, Milton Friedman, one man in the truth is a majority. You know, that's my economics. I've been wrong in my life many times, unfortunately, but I don't think I'm wrong on this one. I do think a carbon tax is a more efficient tax than is a progressive income tax. That I really do believe. Now, what I'd love to see is the whole tax code reformed. That's the key to do. And in that tax code reform, a carbon tax may or may not fit. But right now, clearly, a carbon tax is less damaging than is a progressive income tax, dollar for dollar in revenue.
That's economist Arthur Laffer, father of the Laffer curve. He praises former Vice President Al Gore for advocating a similar tax plan many years ago. Laffer believes Republican antipathy for the idea stems from the assumption that a carbon tax would come on top of current taxes. He would oppose that, too. Laffer says he welcomes the chance to discuss his proposal with any Democrat or Republican who cares to listen. For NHPR News, I'm John Greenberg.